We're doing Daf Ayin Dalet and Ervin. We're going to start from the last line on Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis. So the Gemara before was just talking about whether or not you can make a Shitat Mavois and what works for an Erev Chatzeres and so forth. So the Gemara now is going to pick up on a new point, so we'll start from there. Gufa. Last line of the Gemara is like on Ayin Gimel and Beis is the following. Gufa. Amar Rav. Ein Mavoi Niter Belechi V'Kayr. We're now going to define how do you define a mavui, and then by definition, if it is a mavui, as we've been talking all along throughout the Masechta, then a mavui becomes, you create the shita by having either a lechi or a kaira at the doorway. So Rav says, "Ein mavui niter belechi v'kaira." It's not considered a mavui that a lechi and a kaira would work for it. Ad on the top of Ayin Dalet and Aleph, ad sheyei botim v'chatzeros suchen l'toychot. Until you have a multiple houses and multiple chatzeres opening into it. So the way Rashi learns Pshat is that you have two chatzeres that lead into the Mavoi, and each one of those chatzeres has two houses in it. Okay, so you have to have at least a minimum of four houses that have access to this Mavoi. That's the way Rashi learns. And so Rashi learns also that this is not, he says that we're not talking about the shita that says that when you have a father and a son that are joined together, whether or not that's considered one house or not, we're not going to get involved in that. We don't hold to that shita that, but when a father and a son, they can join their chatzar together, that becomes like one house or one chatzar. We're not going to get involved in that. Or we're talking about a simple situation where the two chatzeres are on opposite sides of the mavi, so there's no question that you can't join the two chatzeres one to another. In any event, the thing that we need to focus on for this Gemara is the idea that you need two chatzeres leading into this alleyway, into this mavi, in order for it to be considered a mavi by definition. Shmuel Amar, afilu bayis echad b'chatzer achas. Shmuel says, no, you don't necessarily need a second chatzer. You do need one chatzer leading into the mavi, but the second rishus that could lead into the mavi to be defined as an open alley area, not just a simple chatzer, is if you have a house. So if you have one house and one chatzer, and l'chayr that one chatzer also has two houses leading into it. Because even though the Gemara just discusses a chatzer by definition has to have a house in it. Otherwise, it's not a chatzer. A chatzer is just a lead-in, an open area in front of a house. That's how the Gemara always uses the word chatzer. Now the chiddush shita is the last shita of Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu churba, even if it's just a churba, which is usually a broken down house, nobody lives there, but it is owned by somebody, as we'll see later, it's owned by a third party that has rights to it, and that itself is enough to create a second, I'll call jurisdiction, that leads into the mavli, and now you have what would be defined as a mavli, meaning you would have at least one chatzar that leads in, and a second area, so be it a churba, of course it could be a house, you would agree that Shmuel's case of course works, and clearly if you have another chatzar, that would of course create a mavli. But the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is that even something as lowly as a churba, that nobody actually lives there, just has different ownership, is enough to be considered a second rishos to create the mavli. So Amalei Abai le Rabbi Yosef. So now Abai asks Rabbi Yosef, of course his Talmud asks him, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu b'shvil shel kramim. Would he say, if all you're looking for is that there is a second jurisdiction, there's a second rishus leading into the mavi, so maybe even a pathway, a vineyard that's opened up into the mavi, maybe that should create a second property, and enough to create a mavi. So Amar Le, so Rabbi Yosef answered back, loy Amar Rabbi Yochanan elo b'churba. No, Rabbi Yochanan only said as halacha if we actually have a real churba, another broken down house, the chazi ledira. That someone could theoretically live in there, notwithstanding the Gemara and Bracha says that a person shouldn't go into a churba, but theoretically somebody could live there if they had to. But when you have an open path, I mean, you can lie down on the street in the middle of nowhere anyway, but I'm saying it's not someplace that's set up for a dira, that's not considered a house. So, what Rabbi Yosef just did for us is he defined what we're looking for. We're not just looking for the fact that you have an area that has two properties, two different ownerships that lead into it, but rather it has to have two livable areas, two areas that can be lived in and also use the mavli as a thoroughfare. That is how we define a mavli, and then when you have that, you have a mavli that could be mutter with a lechi and a kaira. Alright, now, comes along the next gemara, which creates some complications. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinuna. So Rav Huna bar Chinuna says, V'ozda Rabbi Yochanan le'tai meh. Rabbi Yochanan goes l'shitasei, as we're going to see. He's following his own opinion. As we'll see, this is the part that's complicated, why it's his own opinion. But Rashi's girsa in the Gemara is that based on the next Gemara, we'll be able to see that Rabbi Yochanan follows his own train of thought. There is a girsa in the Gemara that says that va'oz du, meaning the plural, that it's both Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, that both go litaymaihu to they're all following their old reason, because we had a three-way machlokes over here. So Tosfos and other Rishonim learn that that really the Gemara is about to prove what Rav holds, what Rabbi Yochanan holds, what Shmuel holds. The Gemara is actually going to prove what all three shitas hold. But for simplicity's sake, now today we're going to just discuss Rashi's shita. So Rashi says that the following Gemara, is going to prove that this is Rabbi Yochanan that is going to be consistent with the way he learns up the sugya of a Mavid. It's not we learned in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon says Echad Gagos veEchad Kafifos veEchad Chatzeres veShus Achais Hein. Now we have a new concept. We've seen this before, but it's a new concept we're going to learn again. That it's not just a matter of going from within an area. There actually, if you have similar types of properties, similar types of reshus domains, that you can really travel between them, notwithstanding, as Rashi says, notwithstanding the fact that there are different owners to the property. So, like for example, a simple chatzar to a chatzar, really be'etzem, you should be able to move things from one chatzar to another chatzar, because there's really no borderline, there's no distinction between them, there's nothing really separating them. And it should be perfectly freely passable, between the states, freely passable between over the borderlines without a problem. Rav Shimon's Chiddush, he takes it one step further and says that it's even true when you're dealing with a gag, which is a roof above a Rishus HaYachad, or a karfef, which is like an open area, maybe a backyard or something, and even a chatzar. All three of those are similar enough that even to move from one type of that chatzar to another type of chatzar is going to Rishus Achaseh. They're all considered one Rishus, and if not for the fact that people have individual eruvim between themselves and cordon off their area, it would theoretically be mutter to move from one Rishus to another Rishus. But there's a qualification. L'keilim sheshavsu l'toychon. This is only true for the articles, the kelim that started within that specific rishus. However, v'loy l'keilim sheshavsu v'toych habayis. But it's not true for kelim that started in a different kind of rishus, like a house. So from a house to a chatzar, those are clearly demarked as different types of rishus. A house is private, a bayis is private, and a chatzar is semi-public. So therefore, you create a problem that you can't go from that rishus. Okay, now, that's Reb Shimon's statement, so anything that started in the chatzar can move freely within anything that's similar type of rishos. However, now we come to the tricky part. I'm a Rav, halacha ka Reb Shimon. Rav goes ahead and says, we paskin like Reb Shimon, that you could move these things from one chatzar to another. However, v'hu shaloi irvu, that says, provided that the particular chatzar did not have its own eriv, meaning joining up the chatzar to the houses that attach to the chatzar. Aval irvu, but if there's an eriv within its own domain, gazrinan, we have to make a gezeira dilma osila afuke mani debatim lechotzer. We have to be worried and concerned that maybe you may end up taking things from that started in the house and are now moved into the chotzer. Behet, they're perfectly mutter, but now they're in the chotzer. Someone's going to look at them and say, "Hey, look, here's a keilah that started in the chotzer, and anything that can go from one chotzer to another chotzer." However, that's not really true, because it's only true for keilim that started in the chotzer. It's not true for keilim that started in a different rishus, and in this case, started in the house. So therefore, Rechoshesh, as Rashi says, the chash is because now that there's an Erev, it's more motzi, it's more common that you're going to have kelim that started in a different type of rishus that are now found within the chotzer, and you may end up carrying them from one chotzer to another chotzer thinking that it's really mutter, but in fact it's really usher because it started in a different rishus. So therefore, Rav says, it's only mutter if there's no Erev, there's no chash, there's no concern that there's something else that doesn't belong there that may be carried from one rishus from one chotzer to another chotzer. But if there's a concern, we have to draw the line and say it's going to be Osir. Shmuel Omar, and Shmuel then takes it to the next step and says, Omar, ben Eirvu, ben loy Eirvu. It doesn't matter, even if they made an Eirv, and therefore theoretically there's a potential that something started in the house and is now found in the Chatzar, we're not worried that you're going to move it from one Chatzar into another Chatzar. We're not concerned, either because it doesn't happen so often, or even if it does happen, people will be alert, and they're not going to do something that's going to be Osir. And here's what we have to focus on, according to Rashi. V'chein, Amar Rabbi Yochanan also says, Halacha k'Rab Shimon. He also passes like Rab Shimon that it's mutter to move from one chatzar to another. Ben Ervu, ben Loi Ervu. Whether or not they made an Erev. Meaning, even if there was an Erev, and it's possible that there's something found in the chatzar, we're not worried that people are going to accidentally move something incorrectly from a chatzar to another chatzar because it started in a different rishos. So, the Gemara says, Alma, from this we see, and again, according to just heard from Shlomo, the Rabbi Weinstein explained the Gemara the following. Alma, we see, loy gazrinon, we do not make a gezeira. Rabbi Yochanan does not make a gezeira. Dilma osi la fuke mani debatim lechotzer. that we're not concerned that you're going to take something that started in the house and move it throughout the chatzeres, which are mutter. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan is the type of guy that doesn't make these gezeres. So therefore, also we could say the same thing is true over here also. Hachanami, over here in the case of the mavi, and you have a churba attached. Either, again, this is part of the same machlokes Rashi Tosfos, whether it's mani dechatzer or mani debatim, whatever the girsa is over here. But you're not going to move something that started in a different type of rishus lechurba into the churba. Meaning that the point that the Gemara is trying to make over here is that we see that Rabbi Yochanan is the type of his philosophy, his shita is that we're not concerned that something that is in a area that's mutter to move around from one area to another area, beheter, we're not concerned that you're going to move it into a place where it's either move it into a place from that is also or from a place that originated in that makes the disconnect usher. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a churba is in fact a different rishus, and therefore is enough to make a mavli. A mavli, meaning by definition, the mavli now has a second type of jurisdiction, a second type of domain that enters into it, and that's really all you need to define what a mavli is. And at the same time, where do we see this? We see this because if he was the type of mandiyama that would make gezeiras, he would in fact have made a gezeira to carry throughout from the mavli into the churba, because the churba is a different type of rishus. And we would be concerned that something started either in the house or the chutzar and doesn't belong going to the churba. By the fact that he didn't make the gezeirah is a raya that he holds, that on the one hand he holds it is a different rishos, but simply we're not concerned because we don't make those type of gezeirahs. Did I say that correctly? Okay. The Gemara says vital. Now that's the hard part of the Gemara. Now we get a little easier. Yosef Rav Bruno, the Kamer Lahashmaitza. So Rav Bruno was quoting Shmuel Shita that a house and a chutzar is enough to create a mavli. So Amalei Rav Elozer Bar Bei Rav Omar Shmuel Hochi. So Rav Elozer said, did Shmuel really say this? Amalei In, yes. So Rav Bruno said, yes, he said this. Amalei Achi Le Yishpizi, show me where he is, where he sleeps, where his sleeping quarters are. Achi Le, so he showed him, because he wanted to ask Shmuel whether that's really his shita. Also the coming to Shmuel, he came in front of Shmuel. Amalei Mar Hochi, you really said this? Said to Shmuel, you really said this? Amalei In, yes. Oh, Amar Huda Omar, but now Rav Elozer, Rabbi Rav, asked Shmuel, but you yourself, Shmuel says, you said, we have to be very particular, very careful with the exact lashonis that the Mishnayos used in Mesechtes Erevin. And the Mishnah says, that a mavi two plural, chatzeirois, multiple chatzeirois, is defined the same way, like the way a chatzer is to a bais. And just like by a chatzer, by definition, it has to have, for purposes of a chatzer, to make an Erev, you need two houses. So to lechayre by a mavo you need two chatzeres. So how could you say that one chatzer and one house is enough if you're medayik the lashon of the Mishnah? You should by definition therefore require that you have two chatzeres. So this was the question that he had on Shmuel Ishtik, and Shmuel kept quiet. Now the problem is kibla minei or loy kibla minei. Did Shmuel accept this question as a legitimate question and therefore had to retract from his statement and agree to Rav that you need two chatzeres? Or did Shmuel have this question, he may have had some sort of answer, but for whatever reason did not respond? So we need to know whether Shmuel stuck to his shita, and we can pass him like this, or Shmuel backed off and now holds like Rav that you need two chaseiros. So Tashema, the Gemara brings a raya. Come and listen to Ahu Mavoi. There was this Mavoi, the Habadayer Bay Avos Bar'i. There was a person, Avos Bar'i, that lived in a chaser. He lived in a Mavoi, rather, part of a Mavoi. Avid Le Lechaya. So he made a Lechi, which we know is what defines what is Mater a Mavoi. Bashar Le Shmuel. And Shmuel was there, came to visit, and he said it's mutter, and he never had a problem with that. So Asar Rav, but here the point of the story is the next point on Amud Beis. Asar Rav Anon came, Shadyan, he threw it down. We had a similar Gemara, right, where someone put up walls before, and the next man, the Amar of Huna and Rava came, and they knocked down the Eriv. So Rav Anon came, and Shadyan, and he threw it, and he took it down, because he held that it was not a kosher lechi. Omar Mavoi Didayne Bey. Oh, so they said to him, Mavod the Daini Bay, people live there, Vasina Mishmeh Demar Shmuel, and they brought a raya in the name of Shmuel that it was Mutter, Nesa Rav Anon. So Rav Anon, by Rav Anon's going to come, Nishdayim Anon, he's going to throw it down from us. So Shmuel Lechayah held that it was Mutter. So who are you to come along and take it down? So we're not going to get into whether who was right, whether he was right or wrong. The point, though, however, is, Shmami No, like Kiblamine, that we have a raya now that Shmuel was not Makaba, because if Shmuel agreed that in fact you need two chatzeros, and the case obviously over here was a case where you only had one chatzer, because otherwise there'd be no discussion. So there was only one chatzer, and he said Shmuel held that it was mutter, and that means Shmuel to the end of his life held that it was mutter. That means Shmuel holds, never retracted from his shita, that you only need one chatzer. So by the fact that he said, how could you come and throw it down and disagree with Shmuel, means that you held that Shmuel was loy kibbul mineh, he didn't back off his shita. He held that the question wasn't legitimate, and really you only need one chatzer. So the Gemara says, no, maybe you don't have such a proof. Really, Shmuel did agree you need two chatzeres. Oh, so what was the issue over here? Okay, here was this very specific, particular case. The chazanahu dahave ochel nahama bebeisei. The case was that there was somebody who would eat at home, va'asib bayis bekenishta, and he would sleep in the shul. But he would only eat here, but he would sleep someplace else. So the avos bar ihi savar makam pitagarim. Where you eat is where you're considered living, and if you're living here, therefore you have an area that can be then turned into a mavur because you have a second rishos. However, Shmuel that said that it was okay, the Amar Makam Lina Goyim, he said where you really sleep, that's where it matters, and therefore over here, since over here the case was that he slept here, right, he didn't eat here, he slept here, and therefore Shmuel says that he was sleeping here, so therefore you have a second second domain, and therefore you have a mavo. However, Avos Bar E that threw it down thought that it was enough that there was a mokka and pita, that all you need is where he ate it. So therefore, in other words, this really boils down to, it's nothing to do with whether or not, the issue over here had nothing to do with whether one chatzar is enough or two chatzar is enough. We misinterpreted what the point of the story was. The point of the story was just to ask, what is the key factor to consider someplace a different domain? Do we consider the issue of whether or not someone's sleeping there, we have a second person sleeping here, or do we consider the fact that we have somebody eating here? Which one of those two factors is the main factor? And the point of the Gemara is that Shmuel Shita was that the Makam Lina Goyim, that if you have someone sleeping here, so that creates a second domain, and now you can create a mavul. But it has nothing to do with the issue specifically of whether there was one chatzar or two chatzar. So we don't have a raya one way or the other. Yeah?
I think just one key point is that after Shmuel died, he changed the place where he was sleeping, right? So therefore, you know, that caused that even Shmuel would have said at that point
Even Shmuel would have backed off his shita and said, in this case, the Erev doesn't apply anymore.
Right.
Or the lechi is no longer legitimate.
Because
the whole reason the lechi was legitimate was because while Shmuel was alive, the guy was sleeping there. So, in fact, you had your second domain. Now the facts, the circumstances changed. Yes. The facts are now that the guy wasn't sleeping there anymore. So he's not sleeping there anymore. Even Shmuel would agree, even though Avos Bar, he wanted to continue using the Erev and was disappointed that Ravanan took it down, because he was like, why? Shmuel said it's mutter. But he didn't realize that over the course of time, different facts add up to a different conclusion. And the fact that the guy was just eating here, not sleeping here, no longer permitted that to be considered a second domain. All right, so that's why it's true that during Shmuel's time the lechi was legitimate, but now that facts changed, that lechi is no longer permissible because we don't have two people sleeping there.